Welcome to another Neil's Minute. I'm still at it, still doing it. Just got back from Norway. It was an exceptional trip. I wasn't there a long time, 7 days or eight. But the time was filled. From the time I arrived until I left, people never quit asking questions. I would get up in the mornings and start with coffee and some toast or bread and cheese. And from there, the questions and conversations began. And then we would be done at 10:30, 11:30 at night. There was such a hunger there. And it was interesting that the hunger just wasn't to hear. They started implementing it on the second day when I had shared with one young man and a couple of young men, and then in the evening with group. They started doing it. The people started doing immediately what the scriptures in the New Testament said, and were dropping traditions like, oh, finally, I don't have to do these traditions. I can see God do things. They demonstrated in the group that they heard God's voice, but learning to take it out on the streets and learning to be sensitive to Holy Spirit was something that they were just really hungry to do and hungry to figure out how to multiply what they were doing. You know, and as I was sitting here this morning and contemplating doing this, the Lord just took me back, showing me the incredible hunger that is there for Jesus, not for religion. And it wasn't a matter of traditional church being wrong. That wasn't what even came out, but it was the traditions that they were looking to drop, that they were looking to find the truth behind the tradition. They wanted to see Jesus and his presence, not just in their little meetings, but they wanted to see him in their everyday lives. As I was sitting here listening to Jesus and we were talking about it this morning, I just recognized that probably this 8 days with one group of people and then doing a prayer group from a church a couple, three times was probably some of the most amazing, receptive people I've ever met. There was a hunger there. They had been living it, and they were involved in discipleship, and they were involved in DMM practices. But they, even there, they found a place to be free to walk at their jobs, at their homes, when they went for coffee, and to operate in the freedom of the Spirit without being disappointed at the time or afterwards when the people didn't want to go any further. Because it really was an incredible time. I think that from the moment I started and I said I would much rather respond to your questions than to try and give you an outline to follow. And it was so interesting. They didn't even hesitate. And they asked questions for 7 days. Never stopped. And it made it such a more profound time because it was real. It wasn't, okay, we're going to sit down here and study DMM principles and show you how to do step one, step two, step three, step four, and then what you need to put into their lives further down the line. No, it wasn't that. It was this incredible conversation of a family as they were talking about that which was the center of all their heart, which was Jesus in finding a way to truly live in the presence and power of Holy Spirit and the Godhead. So while I was there, I would wake up in the morning and I would go, I don't have anything. It was, even when I arrived in the very first meeting, I'm sitting there going, I just really don't have anything for these people. I don't have anything to give them. And every day I woke up, Jesus, I would ask him questions, and it was like he was answering me, but he was answering me with the silence of going, you know, I knew what the silence meant. It was wait. Everything you need will come. Everything they need will come. It's just a matter of you living out what I want them to get. So after about the second day, I quit asking what he wanted to share that day, because I knew that the people were so hungry and they were walking in a place of heart hunger, not just mind hungry. They have a lot of knowledge, but they were hungry to be able to figure out a way to see Jesus every day. The people there in Norway do a lot of walking, and I love it. My hip was hurting, and I wasn't really in the place to walk a lot, and the wind was blowing, and it was nasty rain, and ended up with some snow the last day. But they don't care. They're going to go walk. And I thought, you know, that attitude showed something healthy about their Christianity also. It was they're truly concentrating on being all that they can be. So, of course, Jesus always shows me people's hearts and different things. And there was one lady at the prayer gathering that was the first day in the evening when I got there. And when I started talking about intimate prayer, this woman was not happy, and she was willing to express her opinion. And by the end of it, though, I just kept showing her scriptures and kept taking her back to scripture and kept, you know, the Lord just kept giving me stuff that he said in the scriptures that I didn't have to add anything to. Just like, I didn't have to explain it. It was self-evident. And by the end of the night, she was so excited. She says, my whole life has been turned upside down. My whole thoughts of prayer have been changed. And that's what I started the night with. I said, prayer changes things, but God wants to change prayer. Our prayer has to come back to the ways and that Jesus and Paul prayed, and what you see in the New Testament, and the oracles that Jesus set down. And she went home, and it was about 2 days later that I got to meet with them again, or three. And in that time, she was already turning her grandkids and kids' lives upside down with her passion and enthusiasm, and also with the simplicity of how to walk with Jesus. By the end of the week, her family were all... Her testimony, she spoke a little fast for me to understand with my hearing aids, but it was just like, this woman is already changing her world, and she is so excited about it, and it was so real. She didn't have to get up and pray and put it on. She got up excited about Christ, and you could tell she was spending her day in this whole new place of this intimate conversation with God, and recognizing that he was involved in everything she was doing, cooking, being with her grandkids, her people that she shared with. It truly was, it was so exciting to watch somebody grasp intimacy that fast and began to just live in Christ's presence and hear his voice about whatever they were doing. So that's just one example. One of the young men I spent a day with, and he does a lot of prayer walking. He does a lot of work at discipling, and so hungry to see God's kingdom. So we went out and walked, and I began to show him how to listen. And, you know, I said, I know God's speaking to you, but, you know, I'm going to stop you to make you think about what he just told you. And so as we're walking, I would ask him what he felt here. You just passed this many people. What did you feel here? And then I got to do the same thing with another lady from the group a couple days later. Just, they're filled with questions, but I would just stop them in the middle of it. And what'd you feel here? What was it you saw? Any of the people that you just walked by that you felt something? And making them stop and go back. And every one of them had this experience of hearing and of seeing something. So they began to tell each other. They began to grasp the reality of the intimacy that the Father wants to walk through us. Several little miracles happening along the way, and things changed. And the greatest miracle, of course, to me is always when somebody's heart realizes that, wow, this relationship with Jesus is real, and it's not religious, and he's not just about religious things. He really truly wants to share my life. And it was so fun, and I never did get tired with all the long hours and everything that we were doing. It was an amazing thing that I would just wake up refreshed no matter how short the time in the bed was. So as Jesus was talking with me this morning, and as you can probably tell, I just am thrilled with what happened there and thrilled with the reality of this does work anywhere because it's Jesus and it's so simple, and you don't have to change people's ethnic customs to plant Jesus Christ into the midst of them because he's already there. He's already speaking. He's already, and you just have to show them the reality of a conversation from your heart to your head that Jesus does because he lives in us. So I want to thank all you that prayed for me on this trip because it truly was an amazing time that I truly will never forget. Because of the hunger, the attitude of willingness to change when they saw a tradition that wasn't scriptural and how fast they would drop it and pick up what the scripture says about prayer or pick up what the scripture says about walking with Jesus. So thank you for those who prayed, and thank you for those who believe in us and sent us on your prayers. Truly, I saw this trip, the change that Jesus has been talking to me about that would said was coming this year, the receptivity and the hunger and the absolute desperation to find Jesus to counter all of the enemy's tactics that are going on in the world with the lack of integrity everywhere, the lack of fortitude and strength, and to stand when you've done all to stand. And I can't explain the reality of what I felt, but I knew that this was what God was talking about when he said new place this year, a new new direction. It's not that it really is a new direction, but it's when your heart has changed and your identity of yourself changes, your perspective of everything that's happening changes, and you absolutely walk out your position in a different way. So I know that Jesus and I are going to have some good conversations about really what happened and how what I did was different than what I've done ever before. And it wasn't because of my change as much as it was about the hunger of the people and the hunger of God. He definitely wants to move in these present days, but it's going to take us to really come to the point of recognizing that prayer is never finished until there's a repentance and an action after you pray. And prayer has to change. We have to come back to the place of not begging, but listening. So, blessings. Amen.